بسم الله والابن الروح القدس الله الواحد امين. Today is the 16th day of the blessed month of Amshir. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility. All our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers and my brethren. Amen. On this day, the upright and the righteousness, Saint Elizabeth, mother of Saint John the Baptist, departed. This holy woman was born in Jerusalem to a righteous father called Matthan, from the tribe of Levi and from the house of Aaron the priest. Her mother's names was Sophia. Sophia means wisdom. Sophia in Greek means wisdom. Sophia and al-Hikmah. Matthan had three daughters. The first was called Mary, the mother of Salome, the midwife who cared for the Virgin Saint Mary during her virginal birth. And the traditions says that Salome accompanied the Holy Family to Egypt, and she stayed with them around 4 years in Egypt until they came back to Nazareth. The name of the second daughter was Sophia, the mother of Saint Elizabeth, the mother of Saint John the Baptist. The youngest daughter was Saint Hannah, the mother of the Virgin Saint Mary, the mother of our Savior. Therefore, Salome Elizabeth and the Virgin Saint Mary were cousins. When Saint Zacharias, the priest, married Saint Elizabeth, they lived in righteousness and holiness before God, as the evangelist says. They were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. This upright woman was barren. She and her husband continually supplicated God, who gave them Saint John the Baptist. God was slow in answering their prayers until the time when the Virgin Mary conceived with the word of God. When they were stricken in age, God sent his angel Gabriel to Zacharias to announce to him, "Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John." And the angel told him that what would become with Saint John. The Virgin Saint Mary visited Saint Elizabeth to congratulate her on her pregnancy. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit when she gave birth to Saint John. The shame of her barrenness was lifted up from her and her people. When she completed her days in purity, righteousness, and chastity, she departed in peace. May her intercession be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Yes.
Ah. Beauty.